Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Good day, Olivia. Praise God for you.
Praise God.
So tell me about your journey from Cameroon to the U.S. What inspired you to move across?
I was in Cameroon with my mom, and she got married in 2012. And then she moved to the U.S. in 2015, and then I followed her in 2018. I received the Lord back there when I was in Cameroon.
How did you meet Jesus?
I grew up in a Christian home because my mom, she's an evangelist. Growing up, I didn't really have an encounter with Jesus until I was 15. So this is how I met Jesus. I decided to get baptized and to truly surrender my life to Him. And yeah, so that's how I met Him.
What parts of the U.S. are you in?
So I live in Ohio. So I feel like the relationship, it was challenging to me because I was more like, you know, like you can see everybody at any time as you want. You don't have, you know, to call to say, hey, are you home or whatever. But here you have to, you know, to make sure everything is organized, prepare like, okay, this, So that was the biggest challenge for me, you know, like everybody's always busy, stuff like that.
It's interesting how strict they are with schedules. That was really interesting to me about people of the U.S., yeah? When you set an appointment, wow! If it's that time, they usually show up with my podcast 5 minutes before, yeah? Other than that, in the Caribbean, it's a bit more lax, yeah? It's a bit more relaxed, right. Yeah? Is it similar in the Cameroon?
Oh, in Cameroon, yeah.
So you get it. And tell me about your influence on your musical style.
I like any type of style. I'm not, you know, confined to a specific style. Like in my country, we have many styles. But since I listen to a lot of different styles from every country, so this is how when I write, I get inspired to, you know, to choose this color of style of music. So I think it's just from listening to a lot of different artists, like gospel artists, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit too.
And where did the decision to do most of what you're doing in French, where did that come from?
Yeah, I'm a French speaker.
Right.
So yes, back home we speak French and in British English. So yeah, I write in French and English and in native languages also.
Do you feel it more when you're writing the worship style of your words in French versus English?
Yeah, more in French, yes. But now I tried my best to be more in English as well, like to try to write more in English. I haven't released a lot of songs in English, but I pretty soon by God's grace.
How do you keep yourself consecrated to God in the midst of that when the environment has changed?
As I was saying earlier, I have every morning at 9 a.m., we always have our worship time or stuff like that. So it had helped me a lot.
Where do you want to have the most impact?
Everywhere. Because I believe that gospel through worship is supposed to reach everywhere, not just like in America or just in Cameroon or everywhere.
And who are the artists or the worship leaders that are influencing you currently?
I'm listening a lot of Nathaniel Basset. Mm. Right now, I'm listening to his song every morning, like every time it's just his song. It's just such a blessing. So yeah, Nathaniel Basset, for sure.
How do you keep yourself grounded spiritually, understanding what the path is ahead? Because it's challenging, right? We can agree it's going to be challenging. In fact, just the faith walk is challenging. So how are you? I know you talked about your mother and devotions. Is there another way for someone that's listening so that they can say, oh yeah, I can do that as well, to keep yourself spiritually grounded?
Yeah, I think the word of God, first of all, is very important. The word of God, you know, my prayer life, and to be surrounded to with people who encourage you to like godly friends, godly people who can like always remind you like, hey, God, you see. So that's how I'm not connected to people who may disconnect me from God. I try my best to be surrounded by people who has the fear of God. So that's how I really, yeah, even the songs that I listen to, the music, I mean, everything, the movie, whatever is, my circle is about God. So that's how I do.
I love your stage name. I still would love to hear the fullness of your real name, yeah, so that I can have that recorded and embedded in time, right? So Jislyn is the first, your first name.
Yes, Jislyn is my first name. Jislyn Angezomo Eyimi. That's my last name, Angezomo Eyimi. But Jislyn is my first name.
And then Livingstone, where did you come up with that from?
Yes, Livingstone, when I was in Cameroon, one day like that, the Lord just gave me that name, Livingstone. Even before I started recording, the Lord gave me Livingstone. And this is how I changed that name on Facebook. I changed it Livingstone. In fact, my first name on Facebook has been always been Livingstone. But later on, I was like, I'm going to see what is the meaning of Livingstone. And I found out, oh, Livingstone is actually a priest, somebody who offered the sacrifice to God, you know. So it's not just a fancy name. Mm. So I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So the Lord want me to live for him, to offer him praises, you know, to be a, yeah, truly, yeah. So it has a meaning, even, you know, because even me with my family, I was rejected. So I'm like, it's okay. Now I am a living stone. Now God, you know, I'm, you know, so it's
born again, made anew.
Born again, right. Yeah.
Well, this has been a great pleasure. Of course, links will be in the show notes so you can listen to her voice to see if I'm just amping up how she really songs, or if she really songs good, yeah? So we'll have those links there, Olivia. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
I just want to say, live for Jesus is the best thing you can do. There's no age to live for Jesus. Live for Jesus, give your life to him, and surrender. That's all I can say. Like, use your talent, your gift for the Lord. Yeah, because he's coming back soon.
Olivia, this has been a great pleasure, one I treasure. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.